Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Welcome to the Bracket, Volume 19. Welcome, I am Kendrick. You have Owen over there. We got Che, Tommy, Nick, KB, Coley. I think that's basically everybody, right? Got the whole crew in? Awesome. All right. Today's bracket.
Not that many of us.
Yeah.
I read us out of order.
I read us all out of order was the problem. Anyway, we're doing today's draft is best circular things. Very broad. Lot of options to choose from. I took a little bit of a different route seeding at this time. We're going to look for a lot of really good first round or really good opening round matchups. So I'm curious to see what you guys think once we get rolling.
This was the hardest to think of things for.
It was pretty hard. Harder than I thought until I start opening it up more into like you could do like, well, I don't want to spoil anything. We'll get into it more. But we could just jump straight into the first round matchup on our Eastern Conference. First matchup is the 5 versus the 12. The 12 seed, bagels. I think that's a pretty Ivor. We needed bagels on the list.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't like bagels?
Nick, what do you got?
Bagels are all right.
They're boring.
Agreed. They're delicious.
It's just any bread. It's bread. Bagels actually taste like pretzels.
I think it's worse bread.
The worst bread? Rye bread is the worst bread.
Not worse bread.
Not worse that's bread.
That's y'all have to bored too much.
That's a big time. Let me ask this. Are donuts on – did they make the cut? Because donuts are better than bagels.
You want to substitute in donuts for bagels? I just have
bagels. Yeah. I like bagels better than donuts.
Oh, yes.
Donuts are better than bagels. All right, we'll do a vote. We'll do a vote right now for the 12th seed. Owen, start with you. Bagels or donuts?
Donuts.
A long donuts guy.
So you got bagels, Tommy, right?
I'm going bagels.
Nick?
Donuts.
Coley, donuts, I'm assuming. Jay?
B-A-G-L-E-S, bagels.
All right, KB?
Got it wrong and a dickhead. Northeastern dudes, you hype it up way too much. Donuts are far better.
Way better.
I'm not a big
donut because I don't like having dessert for bread. Not in New York, bagels suck. That's fair. I will agree with
that. No.
Best a mid-range donut tastes better than the best New York.
I mean, they're different things.
And also, people from New York.
I've never understood the hype.
One is better.
People from New York don't even really like bagels. You go to any deli, any place out in, especially Long Island, you're not really getting a bagel. You're getting this much cream cheese and then two pieces of bread.
You say that like it's a bad thing. That's the best part.
But that's not, you don't like the bagel. You like the cream cheese.
Obviously, yeah. But the bagel's the vessel.
They're so dense. Like the last thing I want to do when I wake up in the morning is have 2 pounds of bread.
So you'd rather have like a big Boston cream donut, though?
Yes.
Sugar sweets.
There's so much easier.
It's a piece of cake for breakfast. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, eating a bagel.
Good luck with those heart problems, buddy.
I'll work out.
Oh yeah, the healthy bagel alternative.
Yeah.
I'll take my fat on carbs.
It's good carbs. All right, so we're gonna swap it in for donuts. Less, then.
Like the 4'11" guy who had a tantrum. That's your.
Yeah, oh yeah, that is our champion. He's a cool guy. Yeah,
we have Homer Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, that is pretty tough.
We have the patrol. We have the boys in blue.
Sure do. Mm-hmm.
They're going up against kind of a buzzsaw here, though. They're going up against the number 5 pizza, which like you could argue like a wedge is more the thing, but like you think of a pizza pie, right? Like mm-hmm. pizza pie, it's a circle.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think of a slice, but
do you?
Yeah,
but that slice comes from a circle always, unless you get Sicilian pizza.
I was gonna say not always,
or Detroit Lions, Tigers, and squares.
Oh my. Even Chicago style, they cut it different, but it's still usually a circle.
Majority circle, I think we can all agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Ohio Valley style here is unmelted cold cheese on square. It's horrible.
You could also eat a bagel, say, was it St. Louis style, where they slice it up?
Yeah, they slice it the wrong way.
Fucking real. All right, we'll start the voting with Owen. Owen, donuts or pizza?
I'll go with donut as far as the circle.
Interesting. Tommy?
Pizza, easy. Tommy loves pizza. I mean, there is more bad – there's more bad pizza than – about Tommy's had a few high noons tonight. He was at the bench mob block party over at Jimmy Brothers or whatever it's called. So, you know, you never know what the
brother Jimmy's.
Pretty easily brother Jimmy's.
No, but there's a cool nickname for it. Bro J's, maybe? Bro J's.
I'm going to go on a limb and say you've never been. Cool nickname?
Yeah, it's a fucking sick
nickname. Brother Jimmy sounds pretty cool already. I don't think it needs
bro,
a nickname.
I think Bro J's. Anyway, I'm going pizza.
All right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you've never been to a place called Jimmy Brothers.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Yeah. All right, Nick. Donuts or pizza?
This is tough because what do I have more? It's pizza. And pizza is a circle that's enhanced with better, smaller circles on it.
Pepperoni.
That's correct. but I enjoy donuts more, even though I have them less. So I'm going donuts.
All right, that's two for donuts. Coley?
I was going to say the frequency can't be the end all be all here because a lot of great things you have less often because otherwise it lessens the greatness of them. It's donuts.
All right. Three for donuts. Che.
Pizza by a mile. Donuts, very overrated. They're sweet. They're good once in a while, but I mean, I could put down 3-4 slices of pizza. No problem. And be very happy about it.
All right, KB.
And you're putting down slices, not circles, but.
Good point.
Are we doing best circular thing? Is that the title?
Yeah. Best circular things.
I mean, 4 slices of pizza, half a circle. What of it?
If you get like a personal pie, that's true. KB, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, geometrically, I'd have to go with the donut here. If it was a triangle bracket, then the pizza.
Yeah, of course.
The iconic circular food here is the donut.
But I feel like if we did a triangular thing draft, then people would be like, oh, well, you can't pick slice pizza.
All right, yeah. You know? All right, so pizza is lacking a shape identity.
Yeah.
That's when I heard it.
Yeah, the amorphous draft.
We'll take shape on that. Think about this, too. Bagel bites could have been in there, too. Could have had donut.
I'm trying to get bagels on the fucking graphic, Ken Jack.
Could have had, what do you call it, munchkins? A lot of donut options too, and plus there's
also round.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave's pizza logo. It's a slice. It's not a pie.
Good point.
That is a damning point.
He's the king of pizza, isn't he? Yeah.
So they tell me. Donuts are going to advance anyway. The 12 seed. Next up, we got the number 4 versus the number 13. The number 4 is really cool. Bullseye. Just a bullseye. I think bullseye is very strong. And sometimes if you look at it certain ways, it's a circle within a circle. Doubling up on circles could be tripling up. And I think like the term just hitting a bullseye or when in any scenario just sounds cool.
What do you mean if you look at it certain ways?
Yeah, like if you look at it,
if the light
it's like an optical illusion sometimes, you know, when you look at it.
My internet just went out. Are we still talking donuts?
No, we're
I wish, brother.
We're talking about the fourth seed pick, bullseye.
What?
You don't like a bullseye?
Well, oh, yeah. Nick, if you look close enough, there's circles within the circles.
Yeah.
We got bullseye, and it's going up against another bullseye, the Target logo, which is a circle within another circle.
I like the Target logo.
That's a bullseye.
Yeah, it is literally a bullseye.
So we're choosing a specific bullseye versus the rest of the bullseyes.
You got to pick bullseye, though, like the actual bullseye in like a dartboard, let's say, versus the Target logo.
I'll tell you what, we can sneak bagels back on the graphic. Yeah.
Let's put just a bullseye, all-encompassing bullseye versus either a bagel or like a Venn diagram.
Or Venda. That's
those are my
favorite. That is good.
Did Jerk make the list, Ken Jack?
Did who?
Jerk.
No.
No circle jerk?
Yeah, no. Damn. Sure. You want to make circle jerk? All right, too. Circle jerk or circle jerk or Venn diagram, and I'll make it the four seed.
You guys, let's not rule out the bullseye altogether.
Well, no, it'll be versus the 13 seed. I'll make it all-encompassing bullseye.
So bullseye just dropped from 4 to 13?
Well, I'm going based off your guys' reaction to this, man.
We're getting target out of there. That is a bullseye.
All right, so no target then, and just bullseye. That's what I was saying. It's an all-encompassing bullseye pick now.
Okay, but yeah. I'm going to be in my head picturing the target logo for the specific bullseye.
Same. Why did you fucking women have a visceral reaction to the Target logo? What was the last thing you bought at Target?
They have amazing deals. Like there's one right next to my apartment, and I get a lot of things there.
Like groceries?
I actually was just there 20 minutes ago trying to get waters, but the line was too long.
Cole, you're going to have real bad farts from that.
This is like my seventh the last 2 weeks.
Mm. All right, so we're going to Venn.
Bad farts.
Do you guys want another choice from this? Spur, do you want to do Venn diagram or what was the other one? Jerk. Let's do circle jerk. So it's going to be circle jerk versus bullseye. We'll start out with you, KB.
Like Selena Gomez. She has like a real round head.
Yeah, she
does. You're right.
Yeah, she does. It used to be lima bean shaped, but now it is just round.
Yeah,
Gomez.
You want to throw her on?
She's got a circular mole on her bosom as well. That's
Gomez.
Yeah.
Let's
Gomez. Yeah, Gomez. Selena Gomez.
I think Selena Gomez has a not a disease, but something that did actually cause that.
She's got lupus.
Something caused that, so I don't want to pick that because we might get in trouble. So let's do circle jerk instead, and we'll do circle jerk versus bullseye. KB, you start.
I don't think the lupus was the reason for her circular.
Brother, I'm not risking it. We already picked it. We're doing circle jerk.
Lupus doesn't have shooters like that. We can make fun of it.
Fucking Dr. House? Like they have people know now. They're aware of lupus.
Costanza was making fun of lupus in the 90s. I think we're
It's 2022. It's not the 90s anymore. Lots of people were saying certain jokes in 1990s.
She's spherical. She's symmetrical.
Look, I am just not risking the Gomez superstance going after us. So make your choice, Katie. Circle jerk or bullseye.
I'm writing in Gomez. She's a cornerless broad.
Yeah. We could appreciate the beauty of her lupus.
She looks like the island of Nauru.
What the fuck does it even mean? Make your pick.
You got three Gomez, brother.
Bullseye or circle jerk? Circle jerk is when a bunch of dudes jack off in one place? No. Bullseye.
It's all right. One for bullseye. Jay.
Why did you say that like Jerry Seinfeld?
Circle.
All right, Jay, you're up.
Has anyone actually ever circle jerked? I feel like nothing makes less sense.
Yeah, I never have ever.
Do you jerk yourself off or do you get the person to your right?
I think you usually get to the person to your right.
Oh, really? Hard out. Very out on circle jerk. I don't think I've ever been out on anything in my whole life more than that. Yuck. Pass. Anything else? Bullseye.
You were good with the circle jerk when you could jerk off in front of each other in a circle, but not when you're jerking off the other guy.
I wasn't going to vote for it, but Steven, that makes more sense than this.
Would you rather be the first or the last guy to come in a circle jerk?
Oh, God. First would be pretty embarrassing. Last would be very depressing. But I mean, it'd be the straightest thing to do. It'd be the last guy, right?
No, because you'd watch guys. You'd have a guy beat you off longer. That's the case.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you might not like it.
I'm so straight that I'll come in 10 seconds if a guy
just to get it over with.
Especially if it's a really sexy name, right, Tommy?
Yeah. Hunter.
Oh, God. All right, it's two for bullseye. Coley.
Oh, man. Gomez.
That's going to constitute a vote for Circle Jerk then in your mind. Nick.
I mean, I mean, Gomez, her head is so round.
It is.
It's shocking. It's
perfect.
It's insane.
She looks like one of those twins in the remakes of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
But
you see, this comparison is getting worse and worse. Like the more you talk about,
yeah, I get it now.
Size arbitrary. It could be any similar sized anything, and the thrill is just hitting it. It could be any shape.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Bullseye just for I liked Colin Farrell's portrayal in Daredevil.
That was unbelievable, Tommy.
I don't know. I'll flip a coin. I'll go Circle Jerk.
All right, Owen.
I'll go Bullseye.
Bullseye's going to advance the 13 seed. What a fucking disaster. All right. Next up, and this one is going to be one where I have no idea how this is going to play out because I just wanted these two to be in a matchup, so I purposely seeded them that way. They should both be way lower because they constitute two of the worst things. The first one is number 8 seed, 0. The second one is number 9 seed, the letter O. I wanted them to match up against each other. So I think they're commonly mistaken for each other. They just look way too similar. And I think they're both very iconic to the just circles in general.
This has got me thinking.
One's math, really one's got spelling.
I've never thought about this matchup before.
It's a tough one.
Geometry heads are going to be furious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Neither circles, but
they're round.
So O is the titular name for hero and the letter
service.
You got the power there.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Zero
is nicer looking. It's narrow. It's thinner.
Yeah, but the circles. More an oval than the O.
More symmetrical. The O is more symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a lowercase O.
Oh,
ooh,
shit. Yeah. Arguably not more symmetrical.
Yeah. This shouldn't even be a matchup.
And then, in some fonts, I mean, as you guys know, Modern Sans, perhaps, like the O and zero are perfect circles. Mm-hmm. And that's part of its charm.
Let me ask too, when you guys write down physically with a pen or pencil, like the number zero, like do you write it as a circle or do you write it with like the bend so that it looks more like an ellipses?
On a circle.
I don't straight circle. Think about it.
Where are my slash heads at? Where are the slashers?
Oh. Do you put a, like the little line through your seven too?
I do it through seven.
That's a Scabelli move.
That's a Tommy move.
Not through the zeros, only through
the Scabelli seven.
Can we make that a thing? We should call it that on the graphic.
It's a signature move.
Scabelli
giveaway.
The Scabelli seven. All right,
why
Owen.
Why was that a thing for seven? You're not confusing that shit with anything else.
It can't be confusing. It just makes me feel official in some way. Like I'm done with this letter or number. I'm putting that line through it on to the next number.
Dot your I's, cross your sevens.
All right, Owen. Starting out with you, the number zero or the letter O?
Well, definitely O. It's in my name a bunch of times. Sorry, my Zoom is in and out.
Hard to argue.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's in your name. What, three times total? That's too much to not pick. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go O two. Also, you could get
oxygen. Nice.
You can go O. Like O is a reaction as well. It's not just a letter. It's O.
Your
so
O face.
For that reason, I'm taking O.
Yeah, and I love after a good burn when a crew goes, oh,
yeah.
But you got to factor in Hector Zeroni. He helped break the Yelnats curse.
Shit.
I'm going zero. Gilbert Arenas. Hibachi.
Yeah, a lot of good basketball players wear zero, for whatever that's worth.
I would like to also submit the power Like multiply anything times zero, buddy. You're getting zero every
time. That's fly as fuck.
No one else is dragging down everything else like zero. Zero is so fucking. I'm taking zero. It's not even a debate in my mind.
All right, Jay.
I'm a roulette guy, so I don't like the number zero or double zero.
Fact.
I don't like when basketball players wear it. I don't think it should be an allowable number. I don't like how it's green on the roulette board. I don't like how if you bet red or black and it lands on zero, then everyone loses.
You really like roulette? We get it. On green.
yeah.
Would you like one or zero guys touching your dick?
One, myself.
Ah.
Gotcha there, McMahon.
What a retort.
I guess.
Do it all the time. Nobody's touched my dick more than one.
You pronounced that wrong, Ken Jack. It's not retort.
Wait, so what are you picking, Jay? Smart. Would you want to O first or last in a circle jerk?
It's a tough question.
We'll circle back to you. Oh, that was pretty damn good, wasn't it? All right, KB.
Yeah, I mean, I think zero is the universal zero, regardless of culture, language. It's powerful. It's intimidating. And O isn't even a medalist vowel. Maybe fourth? Maybe
talk that shit, King.
What about O faces?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
they you like when girls come
is throwing a wrench in my decision.
You like when girls come?
Girls can't come, Owen. Very
good. Owen's name translates to coming.
It's true.
Literally translates. So are you picking zero, KB?
Zero. I thought O at first, but I think zero is. It's older, it's more powerful, it's more important.
It is powerful. Mm-hmm.
It comes down to two arguments for me since I have to split the tie. The one being Nick saying, like, when someone makes a good diss and everyone goes, oh, which is, that's brutal. That is, like, actually, I feel like, more devastating than the actual insult or whatever it is, or whatever the moment is having an entire crowd of people go, oh, at your expense. And the other hand is Coley's argument, like, literally anything times zero gets you back zero. And just I think the actual spelling of zero is so cool, which so it's very I'm having a very tough time.
You can't spell zero without an O.
Ooh,
that's very true.
See, that didn't hit. That didn't hit like I thought it would. But yeah, you got to go zero.
Yeah, that was not a good O.
Fuck. All right, zero. It is. Zero's moving on.
In fact, the vowel U carried Che's reaction.
Yeah, that was rough. All right, our next matchup is the number one versus 16. It's the 16 is going to be very special. I didn't mean to say retort before. The for number one is sports balls. So sports balls is anything involving a sport. It could be like basketball, soccer ball, baseball.
Thanks, man.
Bowling ball, ping pong ball. Anything circle. No, that was the last round. Anything circular. Involving is any ball that you want. It has to be the number one. I feel like it's
I'm confused.
The number 16 is what I'm calling the Stephen Che play-in because he gave me four fucking absurd options that are so goddamn crazy that I just needed to put them in.
Yes.
We separated bullseye and target bullseye, but all sport balls are every ball ever.
So, the Stephen Che play-in.
We got getting in on this.
No, just wait for this, okay? The option one, the shape of a fishing rod fighting a fish.
All right.
I thought it was like a curve, like circular, like
that's my one seed. I don't know how that didn't make the bracket.
I'm saying that's a pretty good one.
Che, do you like fishing?
Not particularly, but I mean, if you have
What is the circle here?
It's a half circle. If you got a fish on the line, it's fighting.
Wait a minute, half circle.
You referenced a semicircle earlier.
He doesn't know what a circle is.
I thought we were going circular round things.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a half circle.
The tension in the fishing.
Wait. So you chose things that weren't the full circles. You chose semicircles.
It's not a connecting circle.
I chose some half circles.
He's like, I like the
I guess if you combine
black and white cookies with just the white side.
There are so many circles out there. There are so many circles.
It only gets worse.
It can be a full circle.
Now I'm realizing all of my nominations were incorrect.
It's gonna get worse.
You got circular wrong.
The next one. The second option is dog's bellies for petting. it has no discernible shape.
I mean...
dog's bellies for petting.
Yeah, it's round. Nice little long and narrow.
What? I don't know what a circle is.
Again, we're not done yet.
The catching of a fish is I can't get past that. That doesn't even make close to a circle.
I almost asked for that to be a one seed.
But you don't even like fishing, Steve.
I know, but if you ever
but he
do,
likes to watch,
it's pretty sick. Only if you catch a fish. Well, I don't like fishing because most of the time you're not doing anything.
Except making circles.
How many dogs do you have?
None.
Never even seen one.
So his next one.
How did you even arrive on?
were you struggling to think of semi-circular things?
Again, it kind of almost gets worse than this. The next one is cat's spines when you curl. They curl up to pet you when they do cat's pose.
Nah.
Hell. Circular, it's arched.
There's a discernible difference between a curve and a circular object. I
so
feel
would you
like
consider
that,
like the arch in St. Louis a circular object?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, Che was trying to push the Golden Gate Bridge through to him.
Steve.
Looking at the McDonald's logo, like damn.
The Eiffel Tower. I mean, it's kind of round.
Yeah. Anything, yeah.
And anything then, with a bend.
The very last one on his list. A football helmet, which is arguably the most circular thing on this list. It's still not a circle.
Yeah, I'm like,
I mean.
Do we have to pick between one of these four?
I think we're all in agreement. Dog bellies.
It's got to be dog bellies when they're getting pet.
Dog bellies when they're getting pet. I think
if you guys haven't experienced that, you got to feed your dogs more.
You don't have a dog.
I've been around dogs.
Prove it.
I got a photo.
All right, so it's going to be sports balls versus. Dog's bellies when you go to pet them.
Wait, why does it have to be when you go to pet them?
Yeah, because they're not round. I guess the hand activates the shape.
Yeah, tensions up a little bit.
It morphs into a circle when you pet them.
You get more surface
with
area to pet.
Norman, it's a perfect cue.
Me and a dog.
That's not dog. Even you.
I'm right by my kid. I'm right by my kid.
Oh my god!
Have you ever touched a dog?
Yeah, fat dogs.
Oh, and make sports balls or dog's bellies when you go to bed.
Andy Cap when his wife was beating the shit out of him. That was another one he wanted to have on here.
Oh my god! Oh, and your pick.
Dog belly.
Dog Belly's about to make such a fucking run. Oh, Tommy.
I mean, Dog Belly's the Hitler for me this week.
Don't do the Hitler thing. Oh, jinx.
I was going to say, like, do I just let Dog Belly run to the end here? I'm going to make a stand and go sports balls.
Right. Nick.
So, racquetball is and Spalding's are the elite of the balls.
Ball by far, yeah.
It's the best ball. Racquetball, not a great sport, but the ball itself, best ball. I thought Dog Bellies made no sense, but then you said when you pet them, and that's when it all kind of clicked. <for me. laughs>
It all clicked.
I'm very, very obviously voting for the fucking circle. Sports balls.
Sport. That's one more for sports balls. Next up, Coley.
Sports balls are undeniably round and circular. It's
well, not if it's a football.
For sure. Ken Jack did not.
I didn't know. Football,
but Stephen J probably also would categorize that as a circle.
Okay.
It wasn't in the things I thought about, but I lumped it into the ball category.
Fair. Speaking of dogs, you hear the belly talk.
That dog's got to get fed. We got a belly this pet. Dog.
Oh my god, that's actually what are the chances of that happening?
Someone better be breaking into my house ready to murder for that kind of reaction.
That dog hears you're talking to an owner willing to give it some food.
Yeah,
that dog fat as shit. He's fine.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Still not like that. It's still not what you're talking about. I'm going sports balls because you keep talking.
Sports balls. Jay, what are you doing? Dog bellies?
This one's tough. Normally I would go with sports balls, but I can't honestly put a racquetball through. So I'm going to go with my heart, and that is the excitement.
What would happen if you honestly put a racquetball through? Yeah, what would happen?
No thanks. Yeah. no thanks. It's the circle jerk of balls, you see.
Are you saying it's gay?
I'm going to go with my heart. The winner that I think should be from this, and it could end up costing Dog Bellies, is the excitement you get when you get a fish on the line and the rod arches.
Katie's sick of the fishing rod.
It's a very exciting feeling. Like, I got to do something. I got to
turn it.
It arches. It's a half circle.
A circle can
it's a circle.
Most oftentimes, that is a straight line. It's just right in front of you.
It's a J at best.
It never creates
a circle. Are J circles?
They're circular.
No, they're not.
They got a curve.
Are you picking Dog Bellies?
Stephen Che, is the human penis a circle?
The top of it, for sure.
You do not know what a circle is. You just simply do not.
So what I read
about circles.
What am I finding?
Well, no. So in our text, best circular things.
This wasn't meant to be a research heavy episode.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, right?
Yes. We are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So are you picking Dog Bellies?
Me?
Yes.
No, I'm picking the fishing rod.
That's not an option. You have
not
to
in the bracket.
It lost the play-in game.
Yeah, it was a play-in. Dog Bellies won.
Oh, Dog Bellies versus what?
Sports balls.
Ooh.
CJ, this is your best performance on this yet. Of all, you've got so many great moments. This is amazing.
Wait, Steven, are you awake?
Are we? Am I?
I don't know.
It's like a fever dream.
Is this happening?
I didn't go with Dog Bellies. Just very adorable. dog's happy, you're happy, you pet it for a little while. Sports ball, I can't do this with a racquetball. Sports ball.
Gabby.
Yeah, I mean, I'd argue that even the most oblong and irregularly shaped sports ball, like a rugby apparatus, is still more circular than the canine belly at any given time. Regardless of stimulation, it's the sports ball by far.
Sports ball is going to advance.
No shit.
You wouldn't use it. You wouldn't use a fishing rod to describe Selena Gomez's face.
No. What a tremendous waste of time this has been.
Oh, it's incredible. Look, before we get to the other side of the bracket, gonna talk real quick about one of our sponsors, 3Chi. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. Remember, it's coolest rhyme to give you the coolest time. I just made that up. That wasn't even one they gave me. It's the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. We talk about them all the time. They're awesome. All the products are formulated by a biochemist made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. Their Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC, and it's a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you great buzz, great body feel, but with a clearer head and less of that anxiety. Whatever the word is, that and all that paranoia that comes with other products. It's available online at 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. And it retails around the country. And remember, it's not CBD. It's a psychoactive. It's going to give you a buzz. So please use it responsibly. They have a bunch of new stuff too. Delta-8 THC drink mixes. It flavors Delta-8 drink additives for drinks like coffee, tea, or juices. They have a flavor Delta-8 drink enhancer that mixes with water, available in tangerine, lime, or a pink lemonade flavors. 3Chi does not recommend using the as enhancers for alcoholic beverages, though, so keep that in mind. Must be 21 years old to purchase. Use responsibly. 3Chi, again, industry leader in Delta-8 THC. And they also, we're going to give you a little bit of a promo here. You can get 5% off your purchase. All you need to do is go to 3chi.com. That's number 3chi.com. Use promo code CAMERA. You'll get 5% off your purchase. Thank you, 3Chi. Now for our Western Conference, which I don't think will have anything as exciting as dog bellies.
Are we halfway through the first round?
Yes. We're crawling our way there.
When you talk circles,
let's go.
First up,
understand you.
We have the number 11. This is one of Nick's picks, I believe. The BlackBerry Trackball. Which BlackBerry did you pick specifically? I
forget. Pearl. Pearl.
It is very cool. The little tiny little like clit thing.
Changed the colors on it. It was great. It's the optimal controller for Brick Breaker too.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
That was
very very true. They're going up against the Crop Circles. Crop Circles definitely lost a lot of steam.
Yeah.
But at a time, they had the world going absolutely nuts. Key part of a great movie in Signs.
It was a Signs era thing.
Yeah. So Crop Circles versus BlackBerry Trackball. We'll start with you, KB.
Yeah, it's the BlackBerry Trackball. That thing was perfect for what it was. It's better than any modern technology. Crop Circles are, yeah, they're more of like a fad.
They lost it. Actually, my mouse has a trackball, but it's just not nearly as fun as the BlackBerry at all. Che.
I don't use a mouse like I haven't used a mouse like that since like you had to in college. I will say Crop Circles are very cool. Like if you saw a Crop Circle today, your mind would be blown like you've never seen one before. So I'm gonna go Crop Circles.
Interesting. Would you be able to identify a crop circle as a circle?
I would have to see it from like a rig style drone shot.
Like, oh, yes, another circle.
It's just a row of corn. He's like, oh, fuck. KB, what are you saying?
I might be ignorant, but is a crop circle like a thing that happens?
I was afraid to ask that. I don't know either.
It's happened. I think it's mostly all just been like debunked as like
what people is doing it. Like a supernatural thing. So it
supposedly
has...
where like UFOs land, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like aliens like leave them?
Oh
yeah. There was a show about them. Like it was a precursor to Ancient Aliens, I think. And it was the same time silly bands were popular. As crop circles had their time in the sun.
Yeah.
But unlike a UFO, like you could very easily prove or disprove it. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were there, but it was just like who was doing them.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so it could be man-made.
They are 100% all man-made.
But yeah, if that's a thing that happens, then I'll pick that.
100% man-made. Coley.
Yeah, it's not like the Earth does it. It's not a natural phenomena. It's just a guy in Iowa farming.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So it's Trent. Just picture Trent.
Yeah, Trent.
And I'm not voting for Trent. The BlackBerry trackball that's what you could argue that trackball revolutionized cell phones as we know them to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. I mean, actually, they're trying to like bring back BlackBerry Messenger on an app or something, right?
Yeah, they brought BBM to iPhones like 5-6 years ago, and no one cared.
Yeah, why would they? That makes no fucking sense.
Literally none. All right, Nick, your pick.
Pissed me off. That BlackBerry Pearl, I would fiddle with that all day. It's frictionless. It's amazing. The technology has never been replicated. It's a sensation that is incomparable, and you could change the color of the ball in the back. My buddy Schilling Rodocker got one stuck in his nose. just Pete taking
his
apart.
I was going to say I remember that, but I don't.
Oh yeah, he got a lot of things up in his nose. I'm going BlackBerry trackball.
BlackBerry trackball, Tommy. You can put it away.
Has everyone here seen the movie Signs?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't. I'm about to spoil it though, because Glennie Ball spoiled it for me because I told him I haven't seen it. And he said, he was talking about it, and he was like, I'll say this. I was like, wait, is it a spoiler? If it's a spoiler, don't say it. And he said, no, it's not a spoiler. And then he said, but when you throw water on the aliens at the end of Signs, they all die. Which feels like it's the whole entire movie.
That's the twist of the M. Night. It's an M. Night movie. It's the twist.
Like, yeah. So for that reason, I'm voting BlackBerry Balls.
Yeah, these aliens are advanced intelligence, went to a planet that's 70% water to take over people that are 90% water.
Yeah. Didn't put the signs together. Owen, what would you have picked up?
I would have went BlackBerry Balls as well. I was a big BlackBerry guy until one Christmas. I was shopping for Christmas trees with my family. I got a picture from my girlfriend, and it was supposed to be like an exciting one, maybe like a tank top or something. And then it started to load. BlackBerry died. Never saw it. And I got a Sidekick and just never looked back.
You went back to Sidekick?
Yeah, I went back. I was fed up.
I didn't even think it'd be allowed to buy a Sidekick. I feel like I don't know. I just never seen. Oh, whatever.
I got a Sidekick like very late. I just wanted to have one, but yeah.
Sidekick. I would get a Sidekick right now,
without question.
The only thing I didn't like about it is I have fat ass fingers and like the tiny ass buttons made me feel like a fucking moron having to respell everything. All right, so BlackBerry trackball is going to advance. I would have voted for it as well. Next up, we have two equally important inventions in human history. The first, I was going to say CDs, but let's just do like circular media. So like we can include like, you know, it could be games, DVDs, whatever, vinyl, whatever, anything circular.
Laser disc
if you want. We're not doing cartridges though. No cartridges. Mm-hmm. Steve J, I know like there's a bend in the Nintendo cartridge.
The top.
It's not a circle. Not counting it. So it's going to be, it's tough to phrase, but whatever. We're going to say CDs. They're going up against the wheel, the number 14 seed. The wheel, I think big time boo. Very important in every one of our day-to-day lives for the most part, but fuck the wheel. But let's start off with you, Owen. What would you pick? The wheel or circular media, let's call it?
I think CDs look cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, we're a little wheeled out, so yeah. I'll go with the CD.
Great pick, Tommy.
I mean, circular media is useless now. Like CDs, they've all been replaced. CDs, DVDs, none of them are useful in day-to-day life anymore. We have Netflix, we have On Demand, we have iTunes, Spotify. So I'm going to take wheels, which are going nowhere.
Well, they're going somewhere for the most part. Nick,
well, they're transporting us.
I think round media is going to have a resurgence while wheels are a little bit chaggy right now. Is that how you say it?
Chuggy.
Wheels are a little chewy right now. Shaggy.
Circular Media was the best. Just like how small those GameCube games were. Those were petite little things.
like little areolas, yeah.
Speaking of which,
the GameCube games were the communion wafer of media, and I really fucked with those heavily. SSS Tricky looked great on that little disc, so I'm going Circular Media.
All right, Coley.
And while I understand Tommy's point about the convenience about streaming. They take that shit off. They'll delete it forever. They'll change it. So owning.
Look at the size of that. Hold that next to your head.
My words.
Immediately hold that next to your head.
Yeah. Oh, well, it got significantly smaller once it was to scale. I thought that was way bigger.
Perspective's a real bitch.
Is that a
circle? He looked like a horse snout when he was first drinking out of it. Yeah.
I thought he was casually sipping out of a pail.
That was like a 55 gallon drum. Yeah, I was so confused.
Yeah.
So give me the Circular Media.
Sir, 3 for Circular Media. Che.
Sorry, Circular Media versus which one?
The Wheel.
The Wheel? I mean, half of us are on the yak. The Wheel is just. I feel like we'd probably be canceled if it wasn't for the Wheel. So you gotta go the Wheel.
You think our show is dependent on this inputable Flash Wheel?
No, I mean,
we would have been canceled
and we've been taken off the free YouTube air.
Big cat fired.
We're canceled for being like offensive.
Yeah, like, I don't know which one he was going for.
Wait, what are they canceling him for? Oh, I guess he didn't come up with the Wheel.
That's what's on like all the pink slips. It's like, yeah, sorry, you didn't come up with the Wheel.
It was so obvious.
I'm not trying to get wet unnecessarily in the future. I'll happily be the driest in the office. I will vote for the Wheel.
Fair enough. All right, KB.
Yeah, I think the Wheel would have just like environmentally and naturally just came about regardless of like mankind. But the disc, like when the PS2 came out, even I know the PS1 had the circular discs, but when the PS2 came out, there was never anything that ever felt more futuristic.
The thin one.
When we first got the like that style of video game, like yeah, that was a thrill, so I'm going with the disc.
All right, CD is going to move on, or Circular Media, whatever we want to call it. Next up, Coley's number 7 seed, and he's probably going to think it's underseeded. It's the Sun, the fucking Sun. The number 7 seed.
Specifically, I wrote the fucking Sun.
The fucking Sun.
You better have.
Is number 10 Riggs?
I thought about it. Really thought about it, but it does have the Bozo Eyes, which would work for this. But we're going to go with a playing game, Earth or Moon. We'll let us decide. Earth kind of sucks. Moon also kind of sucks. But we'll do a quick vote. What do you think, Moon or Earth to play the Sun?
Earth sucks?
Yeah, what? That's a fresh take.
Earth doesn't suck, but the Moon. Fuck, the Moon sucks so bad.
Moon is useless.
Well, tides.
How about the tides?
Yeah, tides.
Tides are bad. Tsunamis.
Are never
correct.
Related. Those are earthquake based. Those have nothing to do. That's nothing the Earth called.
It's literally the
Earth. Wow. What a game the Earth has played, convincing us the Moon causes
tsunamis. It's well fucking hurricane. Earth. Goddamn that's Moon.
Better. Well played, Earth.
The Moon shields us from all sorts of shit.
Yeah, it's like a little gravitational well from
Colin.
We live on Earth, though. We don't live on the fucking Moon.
The moon's boring as fuck.
Yeah, but that's where we're going, brother. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, that's true.
No,
Viva
Mars.
No, idiot. Still a fucking Barstool to the Moon. Viva, come on.
Oh.
What's up there? Come on. Why are we going there? That'd be bad content.
That would be pretty sore.
The moon land. We haven't done anything that's topped the moon landing yet. Not even the Wheel.
I don't know. We got to wait for today's Daily 9 to come out.
So are we going to move on the Earth over the moon?
Fuck
I think
yes.
we kind of have.
Yes.
All right. So Earth versus the sun, the fucking sun. Start out with KB, right? Did Owen start with you last time, right?
Yes.
I believe okay. so, yes.
All right. So KB, Earth or the sun, the fucking sun?
I mean, we obviously, with the Earth, obviously we rely on the sun, but if we compare the two and what they offer, it's the Earth by far. I'm going Earth.
Easy pick. All right, Che?
Yeah, I mean, in the movie The Matrix, they scorch the sun and live underground, so you can't live without it, I guess, technically, based on a movie from 1999. The sun's very hot. I do like it hot.
Very.
You prefer a hot sun, you're saying.
I do, a living sun.
So does Tommy, for the most part. He loves hot suns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hot daughters, if they're above 18.
You didn't need to specify. It was implied.
Hot daughter sounds young.
Yeah, it does. I agree with
that. Yeah. All right, fair.
It sounds like, when you say hot daughters, it sounds like 12.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, every woman is a daughter, but to say more than a hot daughter sounds very pedophilic.
Fair enough.
Earth is awesome. We got football here. We got Slurpees.
Fishing rods.
Slurpees number two on the list.
We're doing best thing on
Steve.
Earth.
Steve, yeah. Your wife and kids are here.
Yes.
Your wife. Wait, yes. I love to make fun of Che. His ordering is exactly correct. Slurpees fucking rock.
Yeah. Oh, astronaut ice cream though, pretty good. But you can actually get that on Earth.
They made it. Though.
Wait, you only get that on the moon?
The moon's not involved. The moon is out.
Vending machine up there.
Right. It's Earth versus the sun.
Oh, right. Okay. So then Earth in a landslide. What are you going for the sun for? To die?
It's the fucking sun.
True.
Coley.
I mean, the sun.
I think you're right. And mostly because we don't exist without the moon or without the sun. The sun is 100% there without the Earth.
Oh.
Yeah.
But even, doing like what? The sun will outlast us, even as it's dying, it will take us down with it.
Exactly. I agree with you. Nick?
I read that the sun is the most naturally perfect sphere there that science has ever observed, which is pretty cool. And does the Earth think it's tougher than the fucking sun?
It better not.
It better not. I'm going with the sun, the fucking sun.
2-2, Tommy.
It's Earth, easy. I mean, the Earth gives sun a purpose. Without the Earth and planets, what's sun? The sun that's not doing anything, just sitting there being hot. We let it feel important. Let it feel like it has a purpose. And for that reason, and also the fact that we live on Earth, I'm gonna go Earth.
You're like gaslighting the sun, basically. You're like you don't exist without me being here.
Nothing without me.
Owen.
If I left you, you'd be nothing, the sun.
Actually, technically, the sun is a gaslight, literally. So
yeah, it is.
It does work out that way. Owen.
True. I'll go with the sun as well. Mainly its work antagonizing Greta Thunberg.
Just taunting her.
I'll go with the sun.
Just taunting her up there.
It is.
That's elected work.
She does the Dikembe Mutombo just right in her Eastern European.
It's like the two old Muppets on the balcony.
Yeah.
Nothing she can do. I'm gonna.
He's just having a ball up there.
I'm gonna vote for the sun as well and move it on.
What the fuck?
Wow. I think it really just comes down to like the sun exists without us. We don't exist without the sun. So
this is Greta Thunberg's worst nightmare. It's the sun defeating the Earth once and for all.
Yes,
and it will. I'll put all the money in the world on that.
Yes. All right. Next up is our number two versus our number 15. Our number two is one of Coley's as well. It's this is a great pick, by the way. This is why I gave the number two seed. It's the 32-ounce Gatorade opening. Great pick. Great pick.
That is...
Wait, what do you mean the 32-ounce?
The big Gatorade opening.
One. The opening?
Yeah. Where you drink from. I didn't know how else to say it. Like
the lid?
No, not the lid, but the actual opening. An open part.
You put your lips.
Yeah. Isn't that the same size as the
same size.
Spout? Yeah, spout. I don't know.
Whatever you want to call it.
Is that the 32
same
ounce
size is the 16.9.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
But yes,
the 16.9 has become that, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all in on Gatorade.
It's the wide mouth opening Gatorade, which is a great, great selection by Coley. They're going up against the number 15. And this one, actually, this is when I shit on Earth. This is what I'm really trying to shit on. The Circle of Life, number 15 on this bracket. I don't like it, but it's one that the for the graphics sake, it's just gotta be there, I think. It's more very iconic, whatever that's worth. Owen, we'll start with you. 32-ounce Gatorade opening or the Circle of Life?
So I did 20 years Catholic education. Four of them were at a private boys school, and looking back, it is like very clear that I was brainwashed in that I thought blue Powerade was the best drink, and it's because we were a Powerade school, and I've since like realized it's Gatorade, but it was a hurdle.
That's a beauty.
I'll go with the Gatorade.
Let me ask you, Jay, would Powerade be a good nickname for someone named Aiden?
Ooh.
I knew he was going to like that.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be pretty strong. So if we're talking like, you know, you can be a little huskier.
90% of Aidens are not very strong is the problem here.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I like Kool-Aid better, but Powerade, yeah, certainly if they're a strong
person. Yeah, if there are two Aidens in the group.
And shout out to that person, Aiden, that DM'd me that their nickname was Kool-Aid. So
it's true.
You had oh, and I got a DM there. From a guy named Kyle yesterday saying he gets confused for Tom, too. So it does happen.
Yeah, I wasn't insane. Interested. If that happens, I would love to know. I've never had it happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, so all right, Gatorade one vote.
An Aiden who is a Henry IV fan, HIV aid.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
damn. Yeah. Want to work, Tommy? What do you got? 32-ounce Gatorade opening or the Circle of Life?
I don't know. I like the 32-ounce Gatorade opening because if I'm on a road trip, I feel like I can pee in it. As someone with a bad bladder, it's appealing.
A big
like,
fat cock. Yeah.
Yeah, my cock. It's so fat. Yeah, you know, a Poland Spring. I can't pee in a Poland Spring. You give me a nice 32-ounce Gator, I could rest my penis in there. Tommy loves the Lion King. Everyone knows that. I love the Circle of Life, the song in the Lion King. What?
Point of, it's not the best song in the movie, though.
That's the worst song in the movie.
Did I say it's the best song?
No, but if you, all I'm trying to do is say if that's your point, that's my counterpoint. It's a solid song. I'm not like
but
the whole
most songs in the Lion King are better than every other song.
Let's not go crazy.
He's going crazy.
What, is the Circle of Life like reincarnation?
No, the Circle of Life is teaching kids that they're going to decay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you eat this thing eats you, this thing eats the thing that ate you.
No,
that sort
no.
of stuff.
And then we bury you, you become
that. Grass.
Gatorade. We go to heaven.
Another one for Gatorade.
Even the song in the movie is showing the next king because eventually, even if his brother didn't do it, that king would have died.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Nick.
I just like the music.
The Circle of Life. The Circle of Life blows dick. Nobody wants to die, and it's just a constant reminder of your mortality. But Gatorade, on the other hand, brings you back to life. Mm-hmm. It's the antithesis of death. So I'm going with the spout of a Gatorade.
I thought it was life. That was the antithesis of death.
That's a common misconception. The opposite of death is a 32-ounce Gatorade.
That's the quote from this episode, not the dog bellies. Coley, I'm assuming you're picking Gatorade, right?
Yeah, get the Circle of Life out of here.
Gatorade's going to move on. Che and KB, what would you pick?
Gatorade, I guess.
Spout
makes a difference. I like the one that you twist and like suck
the out. Nipple.
Nipple, I like that.
How are you gonna pee in the nipple?
Mm-hmm. Can't pee in the nipple.
That's a conundrum I don't really face.
We're not here to brag,
Kyle.
Gatorade.
You could like press all the air out of the nipple one and use it to like physically extract the piss from your penis with suction. But that would be it'd be a struggle.
I don't know if it would be.
Jay.
Yeah, the Gatorade top, especially. Have you guys had the cucumber lime flavor?
I know you like love that one. It's terrible.
You brought it up, Jay. Wait, what's the Spanish name? Limon pepino?
Yeah, limon pepino.
Oh, it's Spanish, Steven.
No, it is a top five flavor. It's a very good flavor.
Top one.
Could not disagree more. All right, so 32-ounce Gatorade. Going to move on. Before we get into our just wrap up of the playoffs here, we're going to talk to you about Truebill. All right, let's talk a little bit about Truebill. How many subscription services are you paying for each month? Do you know? Subscriptions add up, and sometimes we don't notice the monthly deductions from our bank account. Truebill is the smartest way to manage your finances. They're a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't want, you don't need, or you simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. You can cancel your subscriptions directly through the app, and they have a variety of tools to help you improve your finances. You can create a monthly budget and expenses. You can track and evaluate saving goals. You have automated savings. You can choose how much you want to put away weekly. You can get push notifications when you're getting close to being over your budget or when your cash is running low. I've been using it for a very long time. It's helped me like kind of ditch a lot of stuff that I didn't even remember I was paying for. I found out that I was paying for Xbox Live for the last like 2 years. I haven't had an Xbox in God knows how long. Took all that money and they deducted, I don't even know how much money off my fucking bank account every single gosh darn pay cycle. But yeah, Truebill helped me get rid of them. They have over 2 million users and have helped them save over $100 million. Get started today at Truebill.com/lights. Take control of your finances and start saving at Truebill.com/lights. That's Truebill.com/lights. Thank you, Truebill. Let's move on to the next or a little rapid fire finals here. We have the number 12 donut versus the number 13 bullseye. We'll start with
what
KB.
A slow start this episode.
That was so long ago.
So long ago.
Now, is this the target bullseye or the standard bullseye?
It encompasses the target bullseye now.
Let's get the bullseye.
Bullseye, dude.
We got like. Are you being Davey, so you're picking by a darts player?
The whole episode, right off.
He's camera. Right there with the
I would be flinching every second. Being held hostage by a darts player would suck so bad.
Well,
he's got one eye closed. Look,
he can't hit you anywhere. So, KB, are you picking donuts? Are we all picking donut? I'm going to pick donut. So are we all picking? Okay.
Yeah, fuck a bullseye.
But I love Target, though. I love Target, but I'm picking donuts.
All right. Donut's going to move on. Next up, we have the number one sports balls, which beat out dog bellies versus the number zero. We'll start out, Owen, sports balls or the number zero?
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Selena Gomez's face. what is it? Zero versus what?
Sports balls.
Zero. Powerful.
Very powerful number. Tommy.
I'll go sports balls. I'm not ready for that to lose just yet.
It is. Whose stomach was that?
Whose stomach was that?
You.
You need your belly scratched. Oh my god, that was so loud! Wow.
I'm day two into TB12. Times are tough right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I forgot. Yeah,
been all year.
You just pointed. You just let the belly do the talking.
I'm having a fucking heart attack, and Nick.
I gotta go zero because I think included in zero is nada and zilch. Mm-hmm. And those are two power players.
I agree. Coley,
Imagine putting up
Like you're using a sports ball, but your total is zero in a game of some sort. Like now you're just Mark an Titus. Asshole. So it, what?
Mark Titus.
Yeah.
Tony Snell.
Yeah, Tony Snell better here. Yeah. He's the king of zeros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, it's zero for me.
All right, Shay.
As a former hooper, ball is life, so got to go with the sports ball.
Even racquetball, then. You're voting for racquetball.
Yeah, what about racquetball? You can be happy with yourself putting racquetball forward?
I mean, I'm not thrilled with it, but in my mind, I'm thinking about a basketball.
Fucking racquetballs. All right, KB.
That's fair.
This is tough. I think the zero, I don't know. Like, what would you say throughout human history is more popular
than the zero?
That between the two.
Gucci just replied in our chat. He said titties.
Yeah, we didn't have titties.
I nominated
them. Oh, you can make boobs with zeros. So on account
you can make boobs with zeros.
You, you can make them with sports balls too.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you can.
You can put it underneath your shirt. And then
it's hilarious.
Jeannie Buss also.
Yeah, that's true. That is human.
Her and Playboy had the basketballs on her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right.
I believe Ken Jack's exact words were Kate Upton's thang-a-langs.
Well, I said the context was that I said the concept of circular things was pretty broad, and I said speaking of pretty broads, Kate Upton's thang-a-langs in the Cat Daddy video.
Yeah.
Specifically. Very specifically. Mm-hmm. But KB, what are you picking? Zero or sports balls?
I'm gonna go with sports ball.
Now okay. Is Glenny Balls a sports ball?
Technically for sure. Like yeah. It does make you hard. So
yeah.
Zero is so powerful, and it can also, I feel like, in your life mean good things or bad things. Like if you're making six, if you got a bunch of zeros after your paycheck, like you're in good shape usually, mm-hmm. as long as it's before the decimal point. But also if you have literally zero in your bank account, you're in really bad shape. So a lot of different directions this can go. But I think it really comes down for me, Coley's argument of the fact that like it can anything times zero is zero. That's fucking beast mode. Got to pick that. So zero is going to move on.
Are we ruling out breasts entirely? They don't get a...
I mean, this is all a play-in game for titties, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, titties is in the championship, correct?
Yeah.
Like the dozen tournaments.
Just waiting?
Well, I went thang-a-langs.
Yeah.
Thang-a-langs will make it on the... I told you, this is like Nick said, it's going into the... like whoever wins this bracket plays the thang-a-langs to lose. Okay, so we're going to have the number 12 donut versus the number 8-0. Start out with, did I do Owen or KB last time? I'm losing track.
Doesn't matter actually at all.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair. Let's just start with KB. Zero or donut. Yeah,
somebody just turned it off because the thing was out of order.
Kenja, keep your show in order.
Sorry, Owen twice in a row?
Jeff can't come back soon enough.
You'd be surprised.
What is the matchup?
It's zero versus donut.
None of the business insider shit bothered me, but the fact that don't...
you have a dream job and it's like you don't even fucking care.
You didn't even have like a concise one versus one like matchup scheme. It just flowed so. Breasts got it by to the final. This is I'm going donut.
One for donut and a Che.
So wait, this is donut versus zero?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the dilemma?
I don't like either of these. I mean, donuts are okay, but like, are we talking about donut like
you also don't like fishing, but you still
see what other dogs. Like. Yeah.
Those are one seed.
I like dogs. Are we talking about donut like the classic Homer Simpson, like circle, hole,
donut? Donut, yeah.
Wait, did you ask me to talk about circle donuts?
No, we're talking circle donuts, right? We're talking bread, cheese, or are we talking the other one?
Well, no, there's lots of, like, a bear claw as a donut.
This is
right?
The circle episode.
But then you got, like, Boston cream.
With that's that a circle episode.
Yeah, a
Boston you know cream he doesn't is not a circle. What those are.
A Boston cream's a circle.
Yeah, that you could count a Boston cream as a circular donut. But circle it could be donut. Any donut you want. It encompasses donuts
exactly.
That are circular.
I was getting clarification because there's a wide range of good versus bad donuts, in my opinion.
I apologize.
Apology accepted, friend.
Why don't you just send racquetball ahead again? Because your morals are clearly flying in the wind.
I feel like zero would be the meanest thing someone could say to you about your life or about your looks.
No, I think there's meaner things people could say to you with words.
Like racist stuff?
No, somebody called me tolerable once and that destroyed me.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. No, that's not mean.
It's like the most backhanded sort of. It's not even backhanded. It's front-handed. You just got punched. Like, that's tough.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't like zero at all. I'm gonna say zero is the worst. So I guess donuts.
All right, one for donut. Coley, I feel like I don't even need to ask.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more troublesome in my mind than zero donuts. I need more than zero donuts. It's donuts.
Three for donuts, Nick.
Donuts convinced us that cake for breakfast is a thing. That's incredible. Donuts rock. Donuts.
All right, 12 seed donuts is going to advance then. What would you have picked, Tommy?
I probably would have went zero just because, I mean, I don't know. I really don't love either of these, but I probably would have went zero.
Owen?
I don't eat donuts, but I can acknowledge that they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there's like donuts. That's that close.
When is the last time you guys have paid for donuts? They're just always laying around somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Were there big zero guys?
Well, Jason Tatum's pretty big.
Yeah.
Robert Parrish.
Yeah.
He's two zeros.
Gilbert Arenas.
Exactly. Huge.
There's some zeros. Was Carmelo zero for a minute? I feel like he was.
He was double zero with the Thunder, I think.
Or was it with Portland?
Or Portland.
Portland.
Cut that.
Wouldn't he maybe get like guest pick? That would be fun.
Well, what, for the bracket? It'd
be like fun if he was
on. Well, that's why I like having our 16 seed open, though, for stuff like the dog bellies. I don't want to give that away to somebody else. But maybe I can make that the 15 seed and then make the 16 a guest pick.
Are we saying we're going to have Carmelo Anthony be a guest picker every week?
Yeah, it'll be cool. Well, I don't know why we haven't thought of that.
Bailey Carlin.
He made a cameo on Sons of Anarchy.
We have an in.
Does he really?
What?
That's not right.
Yeah.
Who are you attacking me or Owen?
You.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I saw him tweet about that.
That's true.
Yeah. No. I was talking about Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
Sons of Anarchy is true. Somebody else we worked with does Mellow Social.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you could correct it yourself immediately. All right, so let's go to the other side of the bracket. Let's do the number 11 BlackBerry trackballs versus the number 3 circular media. Start with you, Owen.
Circular media versus what?
BlackBerry trackball.
Oof. Circular media. Mm-hmm. I like records as well. CDs still look really cool.
Tommy?
The bottoms.
And these are both two forms of media that don't exist anymore. But I never had a BlackBerry. I was always envious of the kids who had BlackBerries. So I'm going to be petty and choose other circular media.
How can I be racist to have a BlackBerry? All right, circular media. Next up, Nick.
The BlackBerry trackball brings me back to a time where things were pretty perfect. It's I don't know if I'm it's a nostalgia thing, but then again, the amount of power you felt when you got in your car with like your book of CDs and you were flipping through, burning CDs was incredible. I'm going circular media.
Another for Circular Media. Coley?
I'm just like, so much. We have multiple people getting paid to run famous people's social media accounts, and I'm objectively better at it than all of them. There's infuriating.
Oh, yeah.
Infuriating. Yes, crazy.
Well, yeah, but like these guys know about basketball.
Yeah, it's true. I don't. I famously had my show canceled due to my lack of basketball knowledge.
You didn't make a wheel.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got canned. We were wheelless.
And a superior basketball mind came into the company as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah, there was a lot working together. I gave it my best, you know? Gave it my best.
You guys thought Ja Morant was Ja Rule or something?
Chubba Hubbard, shout out to the king.
I'm using my weekly defer. I defer. My mind is rattled.
Fair enough, Che.
I have my mind made up on this one, but I want to ask the fellas a question because I think this. I saw this on TV a month or two ago when we were watching the Sex and the City reboot. Myself and my wife. And in it, Mr. Big, who's the male lead, whatever, he comes home and he just puts a record on. Does anyone ever do that? Ever?
Every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
What the f?
I got a.
I don't. I wish I did.
I got the Beverly Hills Cop 2 record right here, which is all blurry. But yeah. I put that on every day I get home.
You just put it on and go about your life.
Yeah, yeah,
Corey Hart.
It's nice to listen to music when you do things.
Yeah, and the crackle of a record, and it's the only way you can collect music where the value appreciates, Che.
Wow. Okay. I guess I'm out of touch.
You got yourself a record player.
Is there a difference? Yeah. This could be dumb. Is there a difference between a record player and like a vinyl?
Records are vinyl. It's the same thing.
They're made of it.
Yeah.
Che.
I don't know. I just got my world rocked.
No, you didn't.
Fucking tell me about it.
Few people listen to record.
No, I was openly very critical of it. I was just like, there are no guys that ever do this.
You have a record player right there.
I got one right here.
Right there. That's the crate of records next to it.
So I'm in the minority here.
Yeah,
always.
I feel like that's weird and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and a lot of definitions.
Damn it.
Coming on, cranking on Fleetwood Mac.
Steven, I love you. Everybody has rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But to be clear,
I forgot I already had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two rumors.
Shit. Okay. This is easy. I played thousands of hours of Madden, which is Circular Media. It's going to be hard to dethrone that pick for me. Circular Media.
Fair enough. That's going to advance. But KB, what would you have picked?
The circular is disc not a word that we can use?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, media disc. Sure, I guess.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah, I think that could work there. All right, cool. Yeah, I would have picked it as well. It's going to move on. Number three.
Oh man, frisbees, dude.
I wrote in frisbees.
It's in sports balls.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's certainly not sports balls.
No.
Sports circles, let's call it.
Circular media.
It didn't make the cut, but this was a question I had. I wonder how it would have fared. I had a slutty hoop earrings, like when a girl wears really slutty hoop earrings.
The J-Lo hoop.
Yeah, it gets me going.
Your explanation of slutty hoop earrings was slutty hoop earrings. You know, like when a girl wears slutty hoop earrings.
You know, when a slut's being a whore, you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Folks, you hear about this?
You know the type, huh?
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe, you know?
Oh, I forgot.
Nah,
we got to get to that one.
The title run.
Mm-hmm. Goochman just noted that MJ did wear the hoop earrings.
Well, he wore very small hoop earrings.
Yeah, but he, very, very faithful guy, notably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was a small hoop.
Exactly. All right, next we have the number two Gatorade versus the number seven Sun, KB.
Sun.
It's a Gatorade wide mouth opening, don't forget.
I thought you said Gary. I was like, where did Gary come from?
Oh, you don't know Round Gary? ancient religions focused on sun as the god, and Coley's starting one, I think, that KB eulogized, that will be Gatorade is life.
Gatorade's life.
Nick.
Or Nick.
Interchangeable beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going
one for sun. Che.
If we're talking about Round Gary's, the main male lead of Are You Afraid of the Dark's name in the show was Gary and had very round glasses.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Gatorade.
He's had enough. He couldn't believe it. We're talking Round Gary's.
Round Gary now runs Chris Paul's social media.
Ron Gary's the troll ball and fictional debate superstar.
That's
Ron
Gary. Let's make that fictional count. That's the new Goochman. Is Ron Gary, Gary. Employee.
Barstool
Round Gary.
Barstool Round Gary.
Barstool Round Gary. The fucking sad part is it's very believable that that's real.
If Dave hears about Round Gary, he's going to make him the highest paid employee we've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Hired.
Gonna make Round Gary tour.
One viral reaction video from Round Gary.
That's all we need. Lifetime contract.
And the thing about Round Gary is
he doesn't produce much content, but he's a great guy. You can tell he's a great guy.
Undeniably round.
Coley, Gatorade 32-ounce opening or the sun, the fucking sun. This is two of your picks.
Round Gary. Oh, man. I feel like I could defeat the sun with a 32-ounce Gatorade.
It is literally, that's what you do if it's making you sweat too much.
Mm-hmm.
You drink a 32-ounce wide mouth Gatorade and you feel better.
That's why, like in Florida, the state that, what?
You know what I almost forgot? When Gatorade makes the athletes sweat, the colored sweat, like the orange sweat and the blue sweat, fuck, that's really cool. They also
stigmatized, like they like made us think that blue is a flavor. Like there is correct.
There are the Kool-Aid do that first.
Like blue raspberry isn't a thing. Blue in itself is just nothing. Like we just like this is good.
It's and called like glacial freeze.
As opposed to what type of glacier?
Yeah.
Glacier freeze?
Yeah.
That's redundant.
Glacier melt.
You couldn't technically drink glacier freeze. You could only drink the melt.
You can eat it.
Well, that just brings up the whole thing. You can't call drinks ice cold. They'd just be frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. So who's – sorry. Why Coley?
I mean, we've gotten into a real dilly of a pickle here, breaking down Gatorade colors, and I'm a sucker for a good bit, so I really want to just advance Round Gary.
I'm voting for Round Gary. I know I'm jumping the gun here, Coley. Okay. I'm voting for Round Gary. Gary.
I put a picture of Round Gary in the chat.
Where did you?
That's a different Gary. No. He's talking about the fucking
Round Gary is round as fuck. Yeah, he's like he can't walk.
No.
Yeah.
He looks like the chick after she ate that thing at the Willy Wonka factory. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I agree with this. We're going to move on Round Gary over Gatorade and the sun. So the unranked Round Gary is going to go up against number 3, circular media or disc, whatever you want to call it. Man, it's a bloodbath. Round Gary, I think, is going to win this, right, Owen?
Round Gary. Fire it up.
I'm just picturing Ken Jack's edits of Frankie Borelli for Round
Gary. Yeah.
So you have to vote for Round Gary, I'm assuming.
So gotta go Round Gary.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm going Round Gary. I've loved him from the start.
To make sure. Oh, I forgot when fictional debates when we had Doggy Style Gary. Shout out to him.
Maybe shout out Doggy Style.
Coley.
It has to be Round Gary.
Mm-hmm. It's going to advance. But Che and KB, you were voting for Round Gary, right?
Yes.
I feel like I'm almost lost in the Round Gary.
You started it!
I know.
You invented Round Gary.
He's wait. He right. Round Gary. Round Gary's existed for 3.5 minutes, and you're lost.
Yeah.
He's
I do a pupa
in the life of Round Gary. He's a pupa.
I'm a team guy. I'll vote for Round Gary.
We should get, like, you know, on, like, the barstool.job site where we have, like, we should have, like, everything, like, finance, sales, editors, and just Round Gary. Who can and there's, Round there's, Gary?
There's two prerequisites. Some skinny-ass dude lies on his resume and comes in.
So Round Gary's going to win the round, Gary. He's going to go up against something he probably loves in donuts. So number 12, donuts versus the unranked Round Gary.
You just got to match him up against titties right now.
Yeah. Round Gary's a real chicken or the egg situation.
Right. Yes. <seriously. laughs> But KB, you start.
This is Round Gary and who?
Round Gary versus donuts.
Saying it so normally, like it's a common thing, is so funny.
Who's over? Who all's over there? We got Steve, Peter Sear, Round Gary.
I think for the graphic that goes on social, Round Gary has to be on there.
I just want to see the confusion.
Yes.
I want him to like slow. I want it to be a either a video or a GIF, and it's the normal one, and then he like slowly parachutes in and takes the space of whoever he overtook.
Yes. Dude, people are going to complain that the final four was chalk. Just pizza, bagel, CD, Round Gary.
Round Gary didn't play anyone. all right, well, KB, Round Gary or Donut, what do you think?
Well, I mean, donuts have bear claws, jelly filled, Boston cream. Round Gary has. It's wrong. I'm Round Gary.
One for Round Gary. Jay.
I was against donuts from the start, but now they've got Round Gary against it. Landslide. Round Gary.
Two things have your ire. It's fucking racquetballs and donuts for whatever reason. Coley.
I mean, what do I look like here? Think I'm going against Round Gary? Picking against Jordan in the finals? I don't think so.
Nick, you got to be picking Round Gary, right?
Here's what I don't want the listeners to get confused with. This, he's so round.
Arguably the only thing about him.
He's bald, right? In my head, he's bald.
Balding at least.
I think he, I don't know. I think he's covered in cowlicks.
It's hard to tell where hair starts.
Oh, man. Uchman in the chat just gave us a great Round Gary picture, I think. I'm okay with him being the guy.
Oh, damn near.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's him. Round Gary. That's Round Gary.
I'm just.
So I assume I was gonna ask, what did you search for that? But I realized you searched Round Gary. And there it was.
That's his Facebook profile.
His hands are always 20% in his pocket. Yes.
Fuck it, Round Gary wins. I know Nick picked him. Tommy.
Yeah, Round Gary.
Yeah, I mean, what a fucking blowout for the unranked Round Gary. We're going to have to find a way to get him into this graphic. I mean, he might just be the whole graphic. Like, we'll have to put it on Barstool Main.
No, I think you just put him in as, like, the 11 seed so that it's not obvious. Like, he's not the – it's not obvious. Obviously a joke. It's just enough people being like, wait a minute. Round Gary. This must be
that's
so
why cool. I think he almost needs to be like a 4 seed because top like seed, we should expect everyone to know like, oh no, Round Gary. Yeah. One of the competitors.
The son, Round Gary.
Yeah. let me see what's the best spot for him. Maybe we could make him 4 over Circle Jerk. Let's just fuck Circle Jerk.
It would have been tough for a graphic too.
Also though, can you rename it just like the round bracket? I just think it'd be funnier. Round Gary.
I think we could do that. Yeah. Okay.
But that would negate Che's misunderstanding of the word circular.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the circle.
Yeah, I think we agree round Gary is a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a perfect circle.
There's going to be more people confused about petting a dog belly than there will be about a man named Round Gary.
Round Gary is the roundest thing on this bracket.
What if we post it and everyone's like, oh, yeah, of course, Round Gary.
Yeah. Round Gary. Donuts, discs, Round Gary, I get.
So wait, yeah. We need all the listeners of this to vow when this goes on the main page, just be like, I mean, gotta be Round Gary. Yeah. Making a run.
What about some of these other fucking, how did these other things get in this bracket?
Exactly. Right. You have to be like, how did Round Gary get outseated by basketball?
Round Gary criminally underseated.
But maybe have him losing in the finals so that it's just believable enough. Round Gary had a good run, but he can't beat out Donuts or something.
Round Gary's not beaten,
All right, we're gonna have to do a little manipulation on that in the graphic, Goochman. But damn, that was fucking fun. Okay,
wait, what won?
Fuck what? What do you mean what won? Round Gary's the fucking winner of the circular things traffic.
Jeff D'Lo's gonna be so pissed when he comes back and he's reading the winners.
Oh yeah. Round Gary, Keith, those guys would hang out all the time.
Round Gary and Keith are cohorts for sure.
Oh yeah. We'll be back next week with an even funnier one. We'll be back on Sunday with the movie pod. Jeff will be back for that. But from me, the Gooch Man, Owen, Tommy, Nick, Coley, Jay, KB, and Round Gary, I guess, we'll see you next time.